Athletes are known for their physical prowess, but their morals may also aid in performance. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sabrina Little, assistant professor in the Department of Leadership and American Studies at Christopher Newport University, explains why.
A popular topic in sports is the maximization of performance. Athletes wonder how they can get the most out of themselves to compete well when it really matters. Athletes can buy the best gear featuring new technologies and wear special carbon-plated shoes and aerodynamic kits. For the invested athlete and for dedicated coaches, no expense is spared to find an edge. Yet oddly, I've never heard anyone describe moral character in performance-enhancing terms, and character makes a significant difference in how we perform. For example, an athlete has a competitive advantage because of her relentless joy in the face of difficulty. Another athlete is thankful. His gratitude for friends and competitors crowds out agitation in stressful situations. Gratitude provides him with the motivation to continue when conditions are challenging. It gives him an edge over the competition. Many virtues support performance. Patience means we can wait with excellence. Perseverance means we can outlast competitors, remaining committed to some good end. And courage permits us to face risks with suitable fear, neither imperiling our safety nor avoiding challenges altogether. In many cases, these character traits have a much greater impact on performance than nutrition or shoes. Certainly, there are other reasons to care about character. Having a good character means we won't get in our own way. It means we add value to the world and that we can be there for our friends. Being virtuous just means being excellent. This makes your life a good one. But it's worth mentioning that virtues also make us better athletes. Building character should be part of the process of training for sports.
That was Sabrina Little of Christopher Newport University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.